Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Woodstock to visit Emily and Pierre, the very talented co-owners of the newly opened EJ Bonbons and Confections. And it's a feast for the eyes and for all of the senses too. So to start, what's your story? How did you end up here?
I'm originally from Woodstock. I haven't lived here in just under 10 years, and Pierre and I met in the city at work.
Where were you working?
We were at Per Se.
Fancy.
So Pierre was the savory sous chef. I was the chocolatier there, and then I also did work at Gotham Chocolates. And during the pandemic, when everything shut down, we came back to visit my mom. And of course, I'm from here, so I was like, I don't feel like leaving the house. It's cold out. And Pierre said, let's go for a walk on a Sunday. Absolutely not. And so he dragged me out of bed and we came to town and we saw a storefront available, and I kind of got our wheels turning of like, oh, that would be the right size for a chocolate shop. No plan for this at all in this time frame. Quit our jobs.
Yay.
Quit our jobs. Didn't have a business plan drawn up. No, like, loans, nothing. So we spent the whole month of pretty much January and February in our apartment writing a business plan, working with Sam Kendall from the SBA to write a business plan that we would need to get a bank loan. Signed the lease in March. Still didn't have the bank loan. It was just like a family affair. My uncle is a carpenter. He came down and helped do all the renovations. Him and Pierre did everything.
Yeah.
My mom's a lawyer, so she helped us with the LLC. And
it takes a village to get a small business up and running.
Yeah, it definitely was not our plan at all.
But aren't you so glad you did
it? It very serendipitously, like,
but everything
happened.
Fell into place, yeah. And one step at a time, we, like, could open last May, so.
So it's been only a couple of months, really.
Yeah, right. So it'll be 6 months the end of November. But it's been nice. I mean, we, being restaurant industry and working 14 hours a day for someone else, you spend so much time working. You don't have a lot of time to really think about anything else. And I think the pandemic allowed us to kind of say, we want to spend more time together. We want to have a future. We want to work for ourselves, especially what we're doing takes a lot of time and practice. And when you're doing it for someone else that doesn't necessarily have the skill, but it's reaping all the benefit.
Talk about chocolate for a little bit.
Yeah.
So tell me what you're offering here and what you're making here.
So we have a selection of 12 different chocolate bonbons. We have 4 different wrapped caramels, sea salt, passion fruit, peach, and raspberry. We do some chocolate-covered nuts, hazelnut and almonds, and we also do pâte de fruits.
What's that?
It's kind of like a fruit jelly. There is passion fruit, cherry, and raspberry in our pâte de fruits.
They're like gummies. It's like a gummy but made with pectin instead of gelatin, so they're also vegan. If you're familiar with, like, Chuckles, my mom loves them because they remind her of Chuckles, but better.
A little more refined.
Like a little bit more. Yeah, a little higher quality than Chuckles.
And what's it like working for yourselves and making your passion project?
I think it's great. We're both first-time business owners, so we're obviously every single day we're like figuring things out, and it's a whole learning process. But it's nice when you work for yourself, it's what you put into it, so we can be as successful or unsuccessful as we're willing to make ourselves.
And are you making a lot of the same things here that you made when you were working in the city?
The same technique. Same technique, different flavors.
What we want to put in the case. So
I think my big rule is like, if you don't like a flavor, don't make it. Because we do get requests for certain flavors, but if it's not something you personally enjoy, how can you tell if something tastes good if you already dislike the flavor profile of it?
Oh, absolutely. So. There must be so much, obviously, technique and skill and artistry to go into making these incredibly beautiful confections. And I'm a super fan of bonbons. So I'm personally so happy that you're here. There's something about them, such a kind of perfect object.
Yeah, I think some people get surprised when they walk in, people who aren't familiar with bonbons and haven't seen it. The colors can scare them. but I think there's something special about it. Like, for me, I love decoring them and like spending the time to create the decors and deciding how we want them to look, but also the flavor profiles, obviously. But there's like something nice of it's beautiful, but it also tastes really good. It's always great to see reactions for the first time, especially because they are less common. So you have people in a small town who have never seen them before.
Well, it's great that you're here on the corner of, I guess this is pretty much the main street of Woodstock, Tinker Street. And what's the response since you've been here in Woodstock with people popping in?
My favorite is kids that come in for the first time. We have regulars. So there's a 16-year-old girl. She comes in a bunch and just like loves them. We have another girl who's 12 and comes in maybe once a week to get the salted caramel and was so disappointed when we told her she wasn't old enough to work here.
Oh.
She asked for a job and we're like, you have to be 14. And we two more years. And it was just the cutest.
That's so cute. Your future general manager.
And there's like a 6-year-old who comes in with her dad and just loves the chocolates, and she's allowed to get one, and sometimes he lets her get two as a treat. We have people who come in and they get gifts for other people, and then they eat them before they give them away, and it's kind of those like quirky little like special moments.
And you're from?
I'm from France. I'm from the west side of France.
And going from France to New York and now here, how do you like Woodstock?
I love it. It's beautiful town. It's small, but it's like a small village. I think at the beginning we were kind of trying eventually to open something in New York City, and because the rent was like so expensive, that will be impossible for us. So being in Woodstock allow us to have a cheaper rent, but still benefit the advantages of the city and like pick up some business there. And I think people are great here. Everybody is very happy to have a chocolate shop in town. They come here and just, they go to a dinner, they come here, they pick up a box of chocolate. And I think everybody, you know, is happy to bring something special that is made in Woodstock.
Yeah, we have a good dinner party crowd.
I like that.
It's nice. We get a lot of people who come in and they're like, oh, I was at a dinner party this weekend and someone brought your chocolates. Something to bring other than wine that people can still enjoy.
And now that you're outside of that sort of relentless New York City food, hospitality industry, it must be somewhat of a relief, though I'm sure you're working very hard.
Yeah, we're now like,
we're working very hard, but there is like so much like reward
that we get from it.
Yeah, that we get from it, and it's really direct. I mean, when people just walk into our shop and say like, oh, I love your shop, it's beautiful. Well, we did the work, so like it's, it's for us. And when people like taste our chocolate and say, wow, it's an experience, it's
like
we create that, like we started from an idea, and then
we did the renovations, we're the chocolatiers, we're the counter help,
we do the dishes,
we clean, like
we do some marketing.
Right now we're the only two, we're getting busy for the holiday season, so we're potentially hiring someone from the BOCES program to expose them to
that's
this.
That's great.
So hopefully we'll be getting some help soon, but at the moment we're doing everything. We're emails, we're social media,
You're doing a great job. You're amazing at making these chocolates and these confections and these bonbons. When you were working in restaurants and in other pastry shops, you were sort of removed, I guess, from having the experience directly with the customer.
Yes, chocolate is very time-consuming, tedious to work with. So when you put a lot of time and you love what you're doing, you're doing it, but then nobody knows. You don't get the same reaction of interacting with someone and seeing how they enjoy your chocolates or even having them appreciate that you're the one doing it, I guess.
What are you looking forward to over the next few months with your business?
Surviving holiday season.
Well, you're gonna be so busy.
We're figuring it out. I think the tough thing of being a business owner is wanting to please everyone, but also understanding your limits and how much you're actually capable of producing.
Well, I'm happy just being here, and I'm gonna go pick out my chocolate.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.